Good morning and welcome to the Friday, June 22nd edition of Byers & Company. We'll have Ryan McCready from the EDC in, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and our Brink Otter home highlight. Plus, we'll give away some Marty passes for Cardinals games, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, do you get good response on your emails when you start your email with "you ignorant mental midget"? Is that something you get a lot of response time on?
I don't think I would ever even start an email that way.
This is from KandinskyArt1 at Hotmail.com. He goes by sometimes Josh Hung. This time it's Just Surviving. What is it when they change? What are they changing there with like what you read?
That is literally, they just have multiple accounts in order to do things like this.
Okay.
This is actually.
You racist, R-A-C-I, or R-A-C-S-I-T, bigoted Trump support. Like, it's cut off. Like, it couldn't even finish. He was so mad.
This is actually how you define a troll.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, listen.
No, that's like, that's.
But when you send me a bunch of articles of the media making fun of Congressman Peter King for making a tan suit a big deal about Obama, you're making my point. That's not the same thing that happened yesterday. I mean, you're actually reinforcing my point. And not that I'm giving you lectures on diplomacy. Do whatever you want to do. You're entitled to your opinion. But, you know, when you start with "you ignorant mental midget," it's probably not going to be like, oh, well, you know, you're right. Maybe I should rethink this. I'm not taking up for Donald Trump. I'm not taking up for Melania Trump. I'm not taking up for the media. I'm tired of all of it. And I don't understand your anger is what I really don't understand. Just your bitter, bitter, bitter anger. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because I'll tell you what, in your life, your actual life, your day-to-day life, just getting up out of bed this morning and going and doing what you do, your life hasn't changed so much under Donald Trump as it didn't change under Barack Obama, as it didn't change under George Bush or Bill Clinton or anybody in between. You're just angry. And I don't get the anger. I didn't get it. By the way, do you remember the biggest blow-up we had during the Obama administration was with that stupid, ridiculous author, that conservative author, and they went all over media calling me this liberal talk show host that hated it? Because I had to ask her, why do I have to hate the guy? Can't I just maybe disagree with this policy? Why do I have to hate him and believe he's some secret Muslim interloper who's going to... I mean, isn't it enough just to go, I don't agree with this policy? So you do this long enough, and you see this on all sides. I don't understand the anger. I really don't. What are you so angry about? And I'm sorry. Ryan, would you like to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I think that...
I've sparked something in Mr. McCready.
I was trying to say,
keep him out of this, but he's weighing in. So go ahead.
I think that people are genuinely unhappy with their own lives, and they've found a way to blame a politician for the things that they aren't happy in their own life with. And at the end of the day... You know, you're the consequence of your own decision and choices.
Yeah,
so,
But they
want to blame somebody else for the things they don't like in their life. And I tell you that the things I'm not happy about in my life, no president
is going to change that.
No, it's never going to change that. Only I can make that better.
Yep.
You know, but they want to detach themselves. They don't want responsibility for their own life, and so they try to attach it to some other person that has ran for office, maybe promising to make your life better.
I don't even know that it's just office. I mean, I think the politicians deserve it because they use that us versus them thing. They play that card, you know, and then people fall for it. I don't fall for it from either side, by the way. You want to call me a Trump supporter, I guess. I mean, you're clearly not listening to this show on a regular basis, if that's what you believe, because I think the guy's an idiot half the time. But I also don't believe the media is covering his presidency the way they covered Obama's presidency. I mean, I don't think there's even an argument to be had there. Now, you may think he deserves it, and I guess we could have that conversation, whatever. But I'm just pointing it out. And by the way, I hear this. I get it from both sides. And so as long as I'm always getting it from both sides, I feel like, okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sign.
I'll live with that.
Yeah. I think fewer and fewer people are attaching themselves to any one political party, which, you know, it's gotten so polarizing. I think that's
I know,
I
but
think
these
that's
but the Kool-Aid drinkers on yeah. either side, yeah. I just don't understand the anger. I don't. You know, you can just why not just if you want to argue your points, argue your points. I you know, this whole thing of or starting with the like the racist thing. I don't know. We talked about Melania's jacket. Did I describe it as the wrong color? I don't know where the racist thing's coming in. Right?
Yeah, I
got nothing. I mean, troll.
Yeah, I know, but if a person cares enough to send that stuff, you feel like sometimes you want to have a dialogue with people. You know, I mean, obviously they listen, they're passionate. I respect all that.
I get passionate, so passionate they have to have nothing but pseudonyms and fake emails.
I know,
a troll.
I know. Yeah. But you wonder how many people you know in life are walking around as sort of like these people that are actually out there doing that.
Oh, I got an anonymous letter one time when I was city manager, and you know. You can't answer it because you don't have a return address.
Right.
And about 3 weeks later, I got a letter complaining I didn't answer the last anonymous letter. So, you just kind of accept that that's out there in the world. And
I bring my sensibilities to the argument that, like, if you want to actually have an honest debate, I'm willing to have the honest debate, but it's kind of hard to do
that's
it
right.
with Mr. Secret. So, anywho, there you have it. Good morning and welcome. We do have stuff to talk about that is a great news, this has been a trend for a little while now, and I personally hope that this trend continues, but you guys have a... another positive jobs report, which I want to dig into mm-hmm. with the Economic Development Corporation. First of all, where does this report come from?
So on about a monthly basis, the state of Illinois, the Illinois Department of Employment Security, analyzes job data from a number of different databases and sources. And based on that, they come up with a statistical estimate of the workforce numbers for metropolitan areas. So Decatur... The numbers we have are for the Decatur, what's called MSA, which is Metropolitan Statistical Area. So it's the Decatur metro area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of Macon County, a little bit
Mount
of Zion,
Forsyth, a little
right,
bit of maybe Clinton,
right.
sure.
That's right. Same for Springfield. And so they do an analysis of that. We provide them some data also. But what we're seeing is a steady, steady trend of unemployment rate going down, a number of jobs going up. So that's you know, when you look at information like that, you don't want to focus just on one number, just like you don't only look at the gas gauge in your car or the engine temperature gauge, right? So, you know, responses to that, all right, unemployment's going down because we lost population and people don't live here anymore. Well, that's not true because jobs are going up. And then as we dig further into the information, so Andrew Taylor and our staff loves to dig into this, what we see is there's another number out there called labor force. And what labor force measures is how many people live and work in your community. That's up by over 1,200 this year. That's a significant jump in 1 year. So that tells us that people, there's more jobs in Decatur. Unemployment's down. Last month, we had the fewest number of unemployed people that we've had since BLS started keeping stats in 1990. And our labor force is going up. So we feel that as the census data comes out in the next couple years, and I apologize, it takes that long for that to come out.
That's the federal government.
That's right.
Nothing you can do about that.
The building blocks of that number and reporting are pointing towards things going in the positive direction, which is what we like to see.
All right. So when you say non-farm employment, mm-hmm. I mean, let's do a little Econ 101 here.
Right.
Why is that an important number? Because it's seasonal.
That's right. They try to take the seasonalities. They try to take the noise out of the number, so to speak, you know, the natural ups and downs. They do a month-to-month comparison also because there's always fewer people employed in January than December. So they compare January this year to January last year to take that seasonal Christmas holiday employment
or farming
noise.
Or whatever. It would be like a natural every year would jump up a little bit at a certain time.
That's right. So they try to take those unpredictable things out of there. And, you know, it's an estimate. I give you that. But they look at a lot of different databases and the arrows are all moving in the right direction. That doesn't mean we should get lazy in this short-term success.
No.
It means that what this community is doing is starting to work, and so let's keep doing that, right?
All right. When you get below 5% unemployment, I got some questions about this because I was taught a long time ago in very basic economics that 5% unemployment is basically 100% employed.
Yeah, static.
That 5%, yeah. that at any given time, there's always going to be 5% of your population that are unemployable or whatever, for whatever reason. And so it's up from 4.3 to 4.5. But we're talking about the smaller that number gets, then tiny numbers impact those percentages, right?
I mean, think of a labor force of over 50,000 people. You know, 0.2% of that number is pretty small.
Right. So, I mean, it's this or that that can make that number move. And so when you get under 5%, you start looking at other indicators to suggest where you're heading as a community.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Absolutely. And when we start looking at getting those folks employed between 4.5% and 5%, we have to be more deliberate and strategic about how we get their skills ready to go.
Because they're not ready. When you're under 5%, that doesn't mean you have a lack of jobs. That means you have a lack of skilled workers to take jobs. And so you've got a whole different scenario there. That's not about like a politician coming through and just promising jobs. Because you could land 500 more jobs tomorrow, and that 5% is probably not going to get those jobs.
That's right. And the good news for Decatur is that the people that can impact those issues are at the table. The educational institutions, both public, private, both college, university, the businesses, they're all around the table, Brian. You've seen that, and we're figuring out how do we train these individuals. Because I will tell you, the number one most important thing in economic development is a well-trained workforce, but even more important for that. So when I recruit a business to Decatur and they say, what's your job training system? And I can show all the things we already have in place, that's impressive. And now, you know, with what's going on with Richland Community College, you know, we started these manufacturing days, educating the kids in middle school and high school about job opportunities, career opportunities, the Ag Academy that's going forward. We're seeing enrollment at the Technical Academy going up significantly. We're seeing enrollment in the tech programs at Richland going up significantly. That's the kind of indicators that I use to show to people to say, look, we're attacking this workforce issue on the supply side. So we're creating workers for you in middle school and high school that are going to be ready to go into the future. So having the system in place is important. I feel really good about what I can talk about there on the system side.
All right, let's talk about the manufacturing sector because Illinois and Decatur specifically seems very well situated to take advantage of sort of this renaissance in manufacturing in this country.
Right.
I mean, we have infrastructure, we have facilities, we have some of that skilled workforce. We're up 600 manufacturing jobs since 2016.
Right, that's right. That's significant. So what you're seeing happening is, of course, we all know the expansion of Caterpillar, but all the small to mid-sized manufacturers that supply Caterpillar are hiring too. I talk to them on a weekly basis about things. So also, we are so fortunate that there's a national, international shrinkage on the retail side, right, with online and stores closing. Those folks are not leaving Decatur. They're reemploying into the manufacturing sector. So, yes, there's been a drop in retail. Every town has that. But we still are up jobs. So it shows that we've had jobs to backfill that. And that's why it's so important to diversify the workforce opportunities in your community.
So sometimes when we talk about jobs gained, we're not doing a good enough job explaining or understanding that it's even more than that because you're covering jobs that are lost.
That's right. You back out that retail shrinkage, and that's an enormous number that we have going forward.
And that retail shrinkage, I mean, you know, they're selling Sears stores, they're doing whatever.
Right.
I mean, you see this nationwide.
Right.
There are people on Facebook that think this is like unique to Decatur. I mean, they'll close 700 stores across the country. We'll go, there you go, Decatur. It won't support anything. Like, what about the 699 other stores? There's some of that that's without any control over, you know, locally. I mean, you just don't. I mean, the big box stores are struggling. I don't know what this whole Supreme Court decision is going to mean, you know, about state sales tax and you know, evening the playing field a little bit with the Amazons of the world. But those national trends are national trends. These are local numbers that are overcoming those national trends and adding plus on top of that.
I tell you, and hats off to our local businesses here. The fact that they're growing, they're hiring, and absorbing that shrinkage in the other part of the industry, boy, that is outstanding. And I will tell you, and Brian, you grew up in Decatur, but when I talk to a business and they do research on the workforce in Decatur, they see a legacy of workers that build things and have high-quality work product that comes out.
Yeah, it's important.
So despite what we think, that exists.
But there's still a lot of work to do.
Yep.
And I think the great thing is, as you mentioned earlier, the people that are at the table to do the work. Mm-hmm. We had our very first meeting of our Duane Andreas Ag Academy Advisory Board. And there were like 50 people at the beach house on a Tuesday night, which is, you know, and I mean, from every spectrum that you could possibly, from vice presidents of companies to local labor leaders and everything in between. And everyone kind of got up and told a little bit about themselves or their organization and why they were involved in this thing. And when Josh Sapp gets up from the IBEW and says, like, their average age electrician is 46 years old, they clearly have got to get a pipeline, you know, of young kids getting into that field. And when he also gets up and tells you in 6 years you can be making six figures a year, I mean, you know, this is not – these are noble jobs with really incredible salaries and great benefits. And I mean, you know, but we're not doing, we haven't been doing a great job in the educational field of pushing people towards paths that make sense for the individual rather than having these broad statements of everyone must get a four-year degree. I think that has changed. This country has finally realized that might sound nice and it looks good on paper, but it's not realistic.
Yeah, I talk to, you know, middle school, high school students a lot, and I explain to them, figure out what you want to do, what you like doing, if you make money doing that, and then figure out the path to get there. It may be a four-year degree. It may be trade school. It may be Richland. It may be an apprenticeship.
It may be a master's degree.
That's great.
Whatever
But when my middle school son comes home from school and talks to me, and he's excited because he learned today about being a plumber, an electrician, a mason. You know, they were in the classroom. They were hands-on examples. One time, someone that does land surveying came into his class and talked about how to do land surveying. That's another industry that needs people. He was so excited about that. And I thought, that's great, because I've been preaching this stuff at home. But you know how that goes, right? Mm-hmm. When your parents tell you, when someone else tells you, that reinforcement on the backside of it really kind of makes the light bulb turn on for a lot of kids. So we have a lot of work to do in workforce training and development. And I know that. But the good news is that this is a community of collaboration.
And it's growing.
This is a community of relationships, and you can see it coming together.
Absolutely. I will tell you that unique situation with the Duane Andrews Ag Academy is that it was fully funded by the Howard Buffett Foundation, so we didn't have to rely on politics. And what I love about that, you know, like this email stuff this morning, or I was talking about this with Senator Andy Menar yesterday. Sometimes when you can do stuff without the politics involved, it's a lot easier because people aren't coming at it with an agenda or it's us versus them. It's just, how do we collaborate and make this thing successful? Well, in the fall of 2018, in District 61, MacArthur and Eisenhower, with these brand new ag instructors, one from the University of Kentucky, one from the University of Illinois, the School of ACES over there, there are more than 200 kids who have signed up to this inaugural Ag Academy freshman class. Now, the place that we went out and looked at and talked to and based this on had 60 their first year.
Right.
So 200, 67% minority, more females than males. I mean, you know, this is clearly a great start to whatever path these 200 kids are going to take. And I mean, the choices are endless for them, whether it's local careers or global careers or high level education or trade school, whatever it might be. This is what we have to do as a community. And it's what we have control over.
That's right. You can. These kids are starting to understand that you can live and work in Decatur and travel the world with these companies we have here. You don't have to pay three times the rent downtown in a big city to work in an international business.
No, and a lot of them do. I got plenty of friends whose kids tried Dallas or Chicago or, you know, whatever.
I was in downtown Chicago.
Yeah,
so
and, then they, and then they come back because they realize this is where family is, this is, you know, cost of living, all of that.
That's
But to me, whatever the kid chooses to do, whether it's staying in this community or going to Brazil, I mean, that's, to me, giving these kids a belief that there is a path for them is what this is all about.
That's right. And when they have a good experience here, they tell that story. And if they're in Brazil telling it, outstanding. If they're in Chicago telling it, San Francisco or Decatur telling it, they're telling our story in a positive way.
It's just been a sin that it took this long, you know, to get this to happen. I mean, home of the agribusiness capital of the world and kids growing up a couple of miles from ADM and Tate and Lyle and not understanding that there was something there for them. And I think we've really started to move the needle on that. And Nicole has been, you know, fantastic to work with, along with a lot of other people. It's going to be great. So good news, knowing, and sometimes this is what I imagine you deal with, you know, both as former city manager, but now heading up EDC. Oh, the rose-colored glasses. You're not saying that we've solved all our problems. You're saying, look at the indicators, we're moving in the right direction.
That's right. The you know, it's like building that house, right? The foundation is coming along well, and to make it look great, it's got to start good. And but those indicators are coming together.
And it's been long enough that this isn't fluky. I mean, like, the indicators are like 2, 3, 4 years. I mean, you're compiling data to show a trend over time, not just, oh, look at this monthly report.
That's right. That's what we like to do. We like to now analyze the trend, see where it's going. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can contact us. I'll sic Andrew on you. He'll tell you more about the numbers than you might want to know. But we have a lot of good data and a lot of good signs that things are going the right direction. But you know, the doors are open at these businesses. They're talking to the educational institutions. There's training opportunities out there. If you are unemployed or underemployed right now or know somebody that is, find out what the opportunity is out there. We can get you employed.
The jobs are there.
The training exists.
One of the frustrating things for me is seeing the social media stuff, you know, just out of ignorance. You know, even when people aren't trying to be negative, it's just they aren't armed with the information to be truthful. And it's like, well, and the politicians do add to this. Well, we need more jobs. Well, okay, there are how many jobs in the Macon County area active right now? I mean, jobs that are open.
Oh, it's got to be thousands right
now. I mean, it was like over 1,000 last time we, you know, that literally, and I'm not talking about just fast food restaurants. I'm talking all over the spectrum of employment.
Yeah, and careersdecatur.com is that website. And about 10 times a week, either Nicole or Andrew and I are commenting on Facebook because someone's like, hey, anybody hiring in Decatur? And we're sending them that link to that website. And people are driving that way. And if you're a business looking to hire people, you can post your job for free on that website. We'll do what we can to help you out. But there are jobs out there for a wide variety of skill sets. So if you need that opportunity to learn how to be in the workforce, we can get you there. If you're experienced, you know, we can, there's probably might be something else out there too. So,
what's the web address again?
CareersDecatur.com. If you go to LimitlessDecatur.com, you can click on work and it'll take you to that website also.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity. All the links to the employers in town, their HR, human resource pages, are linked on that website also.
We're going to talk to the folks from Brinkotter here in just a little bit. They had a couple of DPS interns that put together this document for them, which was fascinating to me. I don't, and this is probably just anywhere United States of America. When you're inside, you don't look at things the way an outsider looks at things, right? I mean, you had the advantage of moving here.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Which gives you a little different perspective because you have something to say, well, I was in Springfield, now I'm in Decatur, so I can compare the two communities.
Yeah.
People that grow up here and stay here don't necessarily have that perspective.
Right.
I like getting complete strangers. I mean, we took one of the Symmetra Tours, a couple of the Symmetra Tour players out for a tour and brought them downtown. And one of them blurted out, I mean, like, not asked, not, I didn't say, hey, what do you think? We pulled around Merchant Street into the Central Park area, and she goes, oh, my God, this is beautiful. And, you know, this is a woman from California who's been here 3 or 4 times, but she's always been out in Forsyth and never really got out of that because they're staying in a hotel out there. And when you I just want to take that perspective and show it to some of the haters, because I just think they either can't see it or won't see it.
Yep.
And it's frustrating.
Well, go down to the corner of Main and Main and look at all the contractor vehicles that are parked around that block right now. With
as
all
downtown
the money,
starts to sort of reach out, right?
With all the money being spent.
And I love
housing.
The new signs.
Absolutely. The new signs are outstanding.
Yeah.
That is great. And I bring people here. I bring clients here from all over the country, basically all over the world. And guess where I take them?
Yeah.
I take them to downtown Decatur because I can take them on up to our office and look out that window, and I am darn proud of what I can show them, and every single one of them are impressed.
All right,
they
Ryan McCray from EDC. CareersDecatur.com is the site to go to. Good numbers. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on, Brian.
All right, we're going to take a break for the news. We got a lot to get to here today, including Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and our Brinkotter Home Highlight coming up next. Here is Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 7:29. State Senator Andy Menar applauded the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday after its ruling that states can make consumers pay sales tax on online purchases. Out-of-state corporations have been gaming the system for a long time with alarming consequences for cities like Decatur, Springfield, and towns all over the district he represents. During an afternoon appearance in Normal, Governor Bruce Rauner said the decision helps communities both large and small. More than 40 states had asked the high court to overrule a pair of decades-old decisions that made it more difficult for states to collect sales tax on certain online purchases. Yesterday's decision overturned those decisions in a 5-4 vote. While online shopping is a wonderful convenience for rural customers and businesses, it can also be a pox for many of the retailers we rely on to support our towns, said Menar. He's talking about the moms and mom-and-pop shops who struggle to compete with faceless corporate giants and always manage to undercut them online because they get to play by a different set of rules. More news after Fox at 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. Republicans are split amongst themselves.
A planned vote on what's described as a consensus immigration bill drafted by House Republican leaders was put on hold, first so rank-and-file Republicans could get questions answered. After that session, the decision was made by GOP leaders to hold off on a vote until next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. More protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Antoine Rose. He was killed running from a traffic stop on Tuesday. The car he was in matched the description of one used in a drive-by shooting, and police say there were two guns on the floor of that car, but none on Rose when he was shot by an officer three times. Fox News. We report. You decide.
WSOI News Time, 7:31. A grand jury added federal civil rights and hate crimes violations to the charges three Illinois men face in the bombing of a mosque in suburban Minneapolis, prosecutors announced yesterday. The new five-count indictment names Michael Hari, Michael McWhorter, and Joe Morris. They were previously charged with arson in Minnesota and are being held in Urbana on separate charges. They're accused of traveling from Clarence, Illinois, to carry out the August 5th pipe bombing at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington, Minnesota. The explosion and fire damaged the imam's office just as morning prayers were about to begin, but nobody was hurt. The incident alleges they conspired to bomb the mosque to make Muslims feel frightened and intimidated, thus interfering with their free expression of religious liberty. In sports, it was the Cardinals falling to the Milwaukee Brewers 11-3 last night in Milwaukee. We'll have game two of that series coming up tonight with the pregame starting at 6:20. First pitch is set to begin at 7:10. Meanwhile, it was the Reds over the Cubs 6-2. A's and White Sox were rained out. That game will be made up as part of a doubleheader today. Your next news is coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
We filled our cabinets around our washer and dryer, and it fit perfectly. But then the dryer started making this horrible squealing noise. We looked around to buy a new dryer, but we couldn't find one the same size that would fit under the cabinets. We called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They sent a technician right out, and he said our old dryer had a bad bearing. But he had the right part on his truck, and he got our dryer going all that same day. Saved us from having to buy a new dryer and new cabinets. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. When your appliances aren't doing what they should, call us. We come to your home fast, usually the same day. And yes, we are open during our remodeling. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
50% chance of showers, thunderstorms today, cloudy and highs near 76. For tonight, 30% chance of showers, cloudy and lows around 63. For your Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs near 80, and Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 85. It is 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Or in other words, Topper on Sports. Mark Topper joins us each and every weekday morning with Topper on Sports. All right, let's talk about the new professional football league that's on the way.
Yeah, you may remember hearing that a new professional football league is forming called the Alliance of American Football, AAF. And this league has a TV contract with CBS and will launch the week after the Super Bowl. Yesterday, the league awarded its final franchise to San Antonio. St. Louis was under consideration after losing the Rams to Los Angeles, but they picked San Antonio. Mike Riley, who once coached the San Diego Chargers, but who most recently was head coach at Nebraska, will be San Antonio's head coach, and former Dallas Cowboy Moose Johnston will be the general manager. The other franchises in this 8-team league will be located in Orlando, Atlanta, Memphis, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, San Diego, and Birmingham, Alabama. The CEO of the league is Charlie Ebersol, whose father, Dick Ebersol, was partners with Vince McMahon in the long-ago failed XFL, which was filled with gimmicks. You might remember that league. And this league won't be so gimmicky. It will start on February the 19th of this coming year, 2019, and it will last 10 weeks, run to the end of April, and it will try to seize on the void of football as soon as the Super Bowl ends. They supposedly have a new way for fantasy players to play along and to participate in a more public forum. So they'll try to obviously play into that market. They're advertising themselves as the League of Opportunity. So I don't know what that means exactly, but it means that players like Colin Kaepernick and Johnny Manziel would be welcome. History obviously says this will fail. But there are a lot of former NFL people involved in this league. There's a lot of money behind it. You know, the XFL was all Vince McMahon's personal wealth. This has got billionaire investors that got companies involved. They've got people like Mike Singletary will be the head coach at Memphis. Steve Spurrier will be the head coach in Orlando. It would not be a stretch to say that the new league can do some things better than the NFL. The NFL has messed up plenty. But is there an appetite for more football after 6 months of college football and NFL? I don't know. I think it is smart to jump in as soon as the Super Bowl ends and try to stay away from any bumping into, you know, either college football or the NFL. We'll see. It's interesting, but it will start in February of this year, and it just got me thinking about it yesterday when I saw they awarded their final franchise.
All right, on the other side of the break, why the best player in baseball is a guy we rarely see, with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by Smith Tire.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers. Tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road, or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, on to baseball.
Yes, sir. The best player in baseball is a guy that most of us rarely see because he plays on the West Coast and because he plays for the Los Angeles Angels, which is a team, you know, most people don't care much about. I mean, good luck trying to find an Angels game on TV. They're just not on very often. But last night, Mike Trout played in his 1,000th game, which is a big number considering he's only 26 years old. And we don't watch, but we should, because Mike Trout is having what might end up being the best overall season in Major League Baseball history. So far this season, he's hitting .332. He has 23 home runs, driven in 48. His on-base percentage is a staggering .471. He is slugging at .633. So his OPS, his on-base plus slugging, is 1,155, which is an obscene number. He leads Major League Baseball in OPS, in total bases, in home runs, in runs scored, in walks. Plus, he's got 13 stolen bases, 13 out of 14. And, if I tell you what he did the past nine games, it sounds remarkable, but it's not that much different from what he's been doing all season. The last nine games, he's had 42 plate appearances. He's reached base on 31 of those, which is crazy. If he played for the Yankees, his statue would already be in place. And when you look him up on Baseball Reference, that you get to a thing that they do where they compare similar players through the ages. So there's a comparison of similar batters through age 25, and the top four players listed are Frank Robinson, Ken Griffey, Mickey Mantle, and Hank Aaron. And that's a pretty good company to be in. Right now he has a sprained finger. He was just the DH last night, was 0-for-2 with three walks. But normally he's in center field, and he is a tremendous center fielder. He's the best player in baseball, but we never see the guy.
All right, great stuff as always, Mark. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. Our Brinkotter home highlight on the other side of the break. Going to take a little trip to Forsyth today. You can check it out on Nauticator.com's Facebook page. If you like and comment, you can win four free passes to the Avon. Feel free to share with your friends. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now,
that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around water.
The Y fills the gaps.
And bridges our divides.
But they can't do it without us.
Donate today.
Because where there's a Y, there's an us.
Read by members of the Y.
The Decatur Family YMCA, for a better us.
Time to change rides? Visit your automotive authority, the Jackson Family of Dealerships. Whether you're looking for a Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, or Chevrolet, you won't find a better deal than at our dealership locations in Decatur, Illinois, Sullivan, Illinois, and Clinton, Indiana.
Hi there, Jay here. There's only one place where you can find the best deals, the Jackson Family of Dealerships. When it's time to buy your new vehicle, find us online at jacksoncars.com and tell them Jay sent you.
Everything you're looking for.
Hi, this is Brady Streckfus from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirt. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a men's and a main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. A little sunshine this morning. I know you guys were talking about doom and gloom and rain, but right now it's not too bad. Every Friday we feature a brinkotter.com home highlight, and we're taking a trip to 772 Shoal Court in Forsyth today. We have just put the link up on the Now Decatur Facebook page if you'd like to check it out, and Terry Booker joins us, part of Team Booker. You got a whole team, Terry, not just Terry Booker, it's Team Booker.
Yes, we do. There are five of us, five licensed agents that work as Team Booker together to give everyone the service that Brinkotter gives to everyone.
All right. Now, I would imagine Lindsay and I are right now actually looking at homes, and maybe you run the whole gamut. I'm looking at the photos from this house in Forsyth today, and this is like move-in ready. Someone's already done all the work for you.
They absolutely have. The house was built in 2003. The current owners, though, since they have been in there, have put in a fireplace that's in the basement and have painted this entire house so that it's beautifully painted in neutral colors with custom draperies like you will see in a $400,000 or $500,000 house. And then the master bath was completely gutted. And I don't know if you've got the pictures up there. I mean, it's beautiful, but the shower is something you won't want to get out of.
No, it absolutely is gorgeous. And of course, the great thing about Brinkotter.com is what I love about it is you can sort of go look at hundreds of homes if you want and narrow down the ones you want to see in person, because the great photo galleries, the videos, you got the drone footage, you've got like literally street views, and you can see what the entire neighborhood looks like. Everything you used to have to drive around for hours to see, you can get it all at Brinkotter.com.
Yep, you sure can. This particular home I'm having open on Sunday from 1 to 3. It has three bedrooms, but a great possibility for a fourth bedroom in the basement. We have 3.5 baths in this home and over 3,000 square feet finished.
Yeah, and then look at your estimated annual taxes at around $5,000. You got Forsyth, Merle Forsyth School District. You've got everything you need, and you look at the square footage and then the price per foot, and you think about what they're doing in California and New York. It's crazy what you can buy here in the greater Decatur area.
It absolutely is. We have great values, and this particular house shows an unbelievable pride of ownership. So literally a couple that they don't want to do anything except just move their stuff in, that's exactly what they can do with this home, as well as others that are on the market as well.
Yeah, when you're talking about $95 a square foot, you're talking about a heck of a deal. This price is $298,500. It's 772 Shoal Court. How many open houses this Sunday? Do you have any idea?
You know, I don't know, but I'm going to guess there's probably somewhere in the 30s. Usually there is. There are going to be a lot of good open houses out there for people to go to, and I hope people will come and visit me and keep me busy.
All right, what time are you guys going to be there Sunday?
1 to 3 on Sunday.
All right, 772, that's S-C-H-R-O-L-L Court in Forsyth. Uh-huh. We've put the link up on our Nauticator Facebook page if you'd like to check it out. It's a beautiful home. And I finally just saw the window treatments. Those are, when you say window treatments, I wince a little because I generally, you know, it's sort of frou-frou and whatever. These are beautiful.
They are absolutely gorgeous. And as I say, something you would expect in a $400,000 or $500,000 house, and they're there for $298.5 with everything else that you get. You need to come out and check it out because it is something that somebody will fall in love with.
No doubt about it. Terry, have a great weekend. Good luck with the open house. It's our Brinkotter.com home highlight. You can also get to this house by visiting the Brinkotter portion of our Nauticator app as well. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Just absolutely gorgeous.
It really is just move-in ready.
It really, a nice size yard,
mm-hmm.
Looking at the back patio. I like that it's very neutral.
Yes.
I like a house that you can put your print on, you know what I mean, without somebody have gone crazy with their own print.
And you can tell it's been, like, immaculately maintained. I mean, that it's...
I like the front.
Yeah.
I like the brick. It's got that little alcove. I mean, I like the character.
Mm-hmm.
So often today we build homes, like, if you think about this built in 2003... And they're very cookie cutter. This does not look cookie cutter to me. Does it to you?
No, not at all.
I love it. There it is, Brinkotter.com. Check it out if you are house hunting. We had an interesting house hunting experience yesterday.
Oh, my word.
You're going to be able to see on Monday and hear one of the most fascinating stories you've ever heard in your entire life.
Okay.
Why do you always sound like you're just...
Okay.
I'll believe it when I hear it, mister.
I'm
that's what I
curious.
Always hear from him in there.
I'm just curious. That's all.
Yeah. That didn't sound curious. That sounded cynical.
I have been thinking about it nonstop. That's the kind of story it is.
Somebody get me Sheriff Buffett on the phone. I want to solve an 80-year-old crime.
Yeah. If there was one, it's a mystery right now. Right? It's a mystery.
We have, you'll have this on Monday.
Okay.
But there is a house up for sale. It's Three Milliken Place, which is that unbelievable Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired and worked-on street right behind the Milliken Homestead Mansion that has some of the spectacular architecture in all of Decatur. And yesterday, we spent an hour and a half in a house that was built in 1910, and it was built by the Gradys. William Grady was an executive at the Ferries Manufacturing Company. I love when you go back far enough that you get the names of everything in this town. To the Scovilles, to the Millikens, to the Ferries. And we were joined by Michael Sexton, who has the house, but by Lynn Potter, who is Paul's mom.
Mm-hmm.
We've been friends with Paul and Terry for a long time, but wrote a book called The Forgotten Life of Sarah Grady. And it is all about what Decatur was like circa 1915 through 1919.
Yeah, so we're talking Prohibition era and...
And women's roles, mm-hmm. and even affluent women were really sort of indentured servants. And oh yeah, there might be a murder involved.
Yeah.
One never solved, completely covered up.
Oh, there's affairs, there's intrigue,
there's Rockefellers.
Yeah, it's something else.
Hobnobbing with presidents. And it is all true. And we will be sharing that story in three parts starting Monday on Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page. And you're going to get to take a look inside Three Milliken Place.
I can't wait to tell the story.
It was like watching one of these shows on TV. And I was in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Matt was sitting like with his legs crossed on the floor. Like he was in the fourth grade.
He was. And we finished. He's like, questions.
I have questions, yes. So you're going to find out all about it on Monday if you haven't had a chance. And by the way, the book is available at the Wabash Depot.
Yes.
And it's under her real name is Mary Lynn. She goes by Lynn Pot, but that's Mary Lynn, so it's her. And an author, historian, graduate of Milliken University. They bought this house from Milliken University because Mr. Grady,
mm-hmm.
when he died, left the home to Milliken. And in 1960, what was it, when did they, 78? When was it they moved in?
It was, around 78.
So, walking through literally time. and it was pretty cool. Just a little teaser there for
looking forward
for
to that.
By the way, two things from today's Herald and Review. A shout out to Clay Jackson, who got one of the greatest pictures I've seen in local media in a long, long, long time. And John Snowden, Mike Smith, and Lieutenant Dylan Pritz of the Decatur Fire Department administering oxygen to that dog who was in that house fire. That is just a great photo. Spectacular photo. That's old school journalism and the way it used to be done. Dog's good. And secondly, I also learned, I had a meeting with the sheriff yesterday, and he was on his way to something. I didn't know what he was on his way to, but he was on his way to the Women of the Moose. I've never heard of this in all of my 51 years.
I didn't know there
years.
Was a Women of the Moose. I've heard of the Moose.
Moose Club.
Yeah. Moose Lounge.
But I didn't realize, I mean, you don't know how much of this stuff's still around, right? Because times and generations and people don't join. And, you know, all of these clubs, even the ones with all of the sort of top secret, what are the ones that are like the Masons, the Freemasons, Jeff, not just the Masons, the Freemasons.
Right.
I love these clubs. I really do. And I love finding out about them, and I love learning about them, and I'm always thrilled when I get invited to speak to, you know, a group of them. I had no idea. They gave an award away to law enforcement last night. Decatur's Women of the Moose, Chapter 36. And how specific is that? They're not 35. They're not 37. They're Chapter 36. And I saw a woman by the name of Pam Neely in this picture, and Sheriff Buffett was in this picture, but they were also members of the Decatur Police Department and the Macon County Sheriff's Office that were being honored last night. How have I lived 52 years and not known that we have a Women of the Moose Chapter 36 in our community?
I didn't know either.
I feel really
stupid.
I knew
we had a Moose Lodge, but...
Where's the Moose Lodge?
I want to say it's over by...
I think it's on Woodford, isn't it?
Woodford, yes.
Is that where the Moose Lodge is?
Right before you get to, was it Hubbard or whatever?
Hubbard Avenue?
Yeah.
I know the IBEW is over.
Yeah, it's kind of over that.
It's over by there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Connie Flemings and fellow members of the Decatur Women of the Moose Chapter 36. There's a story by Jalen.
I want to be a woman of the Moose.
I don't. What does it mean to be a woman of the
Moose? I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
Sounds maybe easier than being a Freemason.
Or an Odd Fellow.
Yeah,
do you remember the Odd Fellow?
Yes.
The Odd Fellow place that we visited in Alaska?
It was one of the oldest Odd Fellow
in the United States of America. And it's this very intricate building that dates back, I mean, like hundreds of years.
And isn't it covered in horns?
I don't know. I don't think we're supposed to know those secrets.
It's
I want to know what
antlers, like the whole thing is.
Yeah, what the Women of the Moose, what their secret handshake is. That's what I'd like to know. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We've got a 50% chance of seeing some showers, thunderstorms, cloudy, and highs near 76. Then for tonight, slight chance we see some showers, mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy, and lows around 63. For your Saturday, cloudy skies, highs near 80, and Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 85 degrees. It is currently 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there, and you can start packing.
It's summertime, and if you're from Decatur, you know what that means.
It's hot, Bob! It's hot, Bob!
The Bob Brady Auto Group is kicking off the summer of Bob 2018. Only this year, it's bigger and better than ever.
It's hot, Bob!
Heat up your summer during the Jeep Celebration event. Right now, the Bob Brady Auto Mall has the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for a low $299 a month lease. Looking to buy during the Jeep Celebration event? The Grand Cherokee Limited features up to $5,000 in total cash back. With approved credit, must finance through Chrysler Capital. A Grand Cherokee for $299 a month?
It's hot, Bob!
You can get the unlimited sport 4x4 JK Wrangler for a low $249 a month lease for 36 months with approved credit $29.99 due at lease signing. See dealer for details. A 2018 JK Wrangler for only $249 a month.
It's hot, Bob! It's hot, Bob!
The Hot 25 brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group. That's the Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and the all-new Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth.
Greetings, love ones. You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. The 22nd of June. That's right, the Hot 25 is underway, and you can get the full list at nowdecatur.com. I don't know what's going to happen with the Shake the Lake concert tonight. What are we looking at as far as like getting into this evening and the chance of showers and thunderstorms? Have you looked at it on an hourly basis?
Not on an hourly
30%
basis.
Chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m. So there's a chance that they could get it in. It's going to be low near 63 overnight tonight. That's not what we've been used to over the last couple of weeks, right? And then 79, mostly cloudy over Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny, 185. Pleasant weekend, right? Get out in your new Jeep. Your new Mitsubishi, your new Hyundai, your new Cadillac. They got the smoking deal going on with the Bob Brady Cadillac. $10,000 off the legendary Cadillac Escalade. The most luxurious SUV on the planet. You can also save $10,000 off the Cadillac CT6 at Bob Brady Cadillac, exit 141 in Forsyth. Our Hot Bob continues all summer long. Next weekend, we're going to be at Come Together. I have to get the new title right. Come Together.
Be Empowered.
Be Empowered.
Yes.
I was not in on the decision-making process. I mean, I was aware of it when it happened, when it went from Race for the Cure to Come Together, Let's Walk. As a guy who talks for a living, I always found that to be an incredibly awkward phrase. Come Together, Let's Walk. It just didn't flow. Worked fine. Thousands of people show up and raise money for a good cause. Now you have to learn how to say, come together. Be empowered. I mean, what inflection should I use on which, I mean, I don't really know how to say that. Come together.
Be empowered.
Be empowered.
Yes.
Okay.
Be confident with it.
Just got to know which syllable to put the emphasis. It's the same great event.
Yeah.
We're going to be out there celebrating survivors and, we'll be taking team pictures, courtesy of the Decatur Memorial Hospital Foundation. We're going to have our Bob Brady Hot 25 vehicle out with us. We'll give away some swag, too. So if you want to show up in the video, come see us. Fairview Park, 1 week from tomorrow. That's a very moving event. When they do that survival march, like you got to like fight back the tears. Brave, incredibly strong.